Lady Lampstand in Jackson. We thank thee, Father, for thy grace and thy faithfulness to the assembly from the very early days. We thank thee for those who labored to plant the assembly and for those who have labored ever since to keep the assembly going and growing. We thank thee, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ. As we think about what the assembly is, we thank thee he is in the midst of his gathered people. We thank thee for having fellowship with the Father and with the Son. And we read that God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we thank thee, Father, for salvation. As we think back over this history, we know this is the history of God working to save people, to sanctify them, and to gather them to the beloved name of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for thy mercy and thy faithfulness as we trace these many years. We've been reminded of faithful examples. We've been reminded of those who have worked so diligently to keep the lampstand going. And yet again, we acknowledge thy goodness and faithfulness is the key element in all of the history. We thank thee, Father, for as well the prospect of continuing until the Lord returns. And here again, Father, we cry to thee for mercy and faithfulness. We pray, Father, that thou wilt keep this assembly until that day when we hear the shout and all of us are gathered home. We thank thee, Father, for thy word. We thank thee for the doctrinal fellowship that this assembly consists of. We thank thee, Father, for those in the early days who continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in the prayers. We read that they were glad that they had singleness of heart. And Father, we pray that we may continue to see these graces among us as we have so wonderfully seen them exemplified in those who have gone before.
Amen.
Now, Father, we ask that thou will bless us as we take time to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.